Welcome to the Hoban Minute, a podcast that will shift your perspective on the business, politics, and culture of the hemp and marijuana industries. I'm your host, Xavier Jaye. It's 420 somewhere, so let's dive in.
Hey everyone, this is Xavier coming at you live from NoCo 9 in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. I'm doing a series of short interviews at the conference to tap into the new innovations and developments going on in the hemp space, and have the pleasure today of starting the day off with a conversation with Asa Waldstein, principal of the Supplement Advisory Group. How are you today?
I'm great. Really excited to be here at the beautiful Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. It's really a dream come true.
It is. It's a resort setting in the beautiful Springs. We got 70-degree weather. Couldn't ask for a better scenario for a congregation of the brightest minds in the hemp space. And that's what we're here to talk to you about today, actually the development of a new product, Apex Compliance. Now, I understand that this is a tool that you have developed on your own that's really intended to mimic and, you know, kind of take the load off of some of the work that you do for your clients in reviewing claims, benefits that these clients are posting on websites, on their labels, related to products, related to cannabinoid-infused products, and what those products might do to the human body. Now, I have, you know, surface-level understanding and, I think, you know, kind of engagement, let's say, with the FDA approval process and the claim benefit process. You know, I do understand there are structural claims and health benefit claims. They all have kind of different nuances and in ways that the FDA evaluates whether or not these claims are compliant. And I also understand that that's something that most of the hemp industry is struggling with. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about Apex Compliance and how it would help some of these operators navigate that landscape that seems to be ever shifting. You know, the warning letters come out frequently. You have your warning letter Wednesdays. And it seems that the landscape, again, is constantly shifting. So how is Apex Compliance going to come in and help disrupt that review process and help some of these operators stay compliant with the FDA?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that, Xavier. So I developed Apex Compliance really as a tool for my own consulting practice. I was asked to do website review for hemp cannabinoid companies, dietary supplement companies. And how do you do a website review? Well, you go to different pages, you type in Control F, you type in the word cancer, anxiety. It was a really onerous process, so I developed a tool for my own consulting practice to streamline this. That became so valuable. My friends and there were consultants, law firms, brands asked me for this, and that's kind of how I expanded into having Apex Compliance as a software as a service offering. So here's a good example. We're at the cocktail party last night, and I meet someone, and they said, "Hey, I've just started a new hemp company." I'm telling them about what I do. And I said, "You know, let me look at your program. Let me run it through Apex Compliance." We found dozens and dozens and dozens of occurrences of the words anxiety, depression, pain, inflammation. They didn't know any better. So with Apex Compliance, you can really find the things that can get you in trouble. And it's designed kind of in three parts. Find the things that can get you in trouble, suggest lower risk alternatives, and then have a teaching component. So we're going to, again, find the things that are going to get you in trouble and help your company develop that in-house expertise by learning about compliance as they're reviewing the reports that we do.
Got it. So there's the critical component of identifying the problematic statements and then suggesting alternatives that could work in the future and then for that current marketing push for those clients. That's a really needed service. So let's dive into, you know, the actual Apex Compliance tool. You mentioned that you use it on websites. When we were talking before going live here on the air, you also mentioned capabilities to scrape YouTube videos and look at other pieces of content. In 2023, you know, companies now are marketing social media. They have Facebook pages, Instagram, email marketing, SMS marketing. I mean, there's marketing pushes and potential claim benefit or benefit claims being made everywhere. And so how is Apex kind of addressing all those different channels and helping, you know, pull in that information to ensure that not only are the labels compliant on the product, but, you know, the social media post that's made 3 months down the road also doesn't tread in or get into any, you know, dangerous water?
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of social posts, if a company has a social post anywhere on their, let's say their YouTube channel, they're responsible for it. It's an active piece of marketing, even if they posted it 10 years ago. So this tool is really designed to find the risky words in YouTube videos. So Guess how you do that right now. You do it the old-fashioned way. You put the YouTube video on 2x speed, you put the closed captions on, and you go through it. There's not, to my knowledge, a tool that can really scan for predetermined words. And then
and you
say,
hope the closed captions capture the words accurately enough to actually identify those words, right?
Yes. That is an important aspect. So this really finds, again, any predetermined risky words on your YouTube videos and then flags it and says, here's a compliance concern, here's some lower risk ways to talk about it. But as we're aware, we all read FDA warning letters, we read the plaintiff attorney lawsuits. Companies are getting into trouble because of website claims, things deep on their blogs. And just like old social media posts, the FDA looks at a several-year-old blog, an eight-year-old blog, in the same manner as a current one. So oftentimes, companies they've gotten better with compliance. Maybe they have a really robust quality management system now and they review every blog. But what about 8 years ago? This tool is really designed to find those things that are kind of forgotten landmines on your website before they turn into warning letters or plaintiff attorney lawsuits. And then the other component is content review. So lots of companies, law firms, brands, you're reviewing blogs, you're reviewing social media posts all the time. This is really a streamlined technology for uploading this content into Apex compliance, and then it scans for any of the risky words and suggests lower risk alternatives. Let's say that their word anxiety was in a blog that you were reviewing in your practice, Xavier. You could simply click on the alternatives such as mood support, balanced state of mind, happiness, and you could customize that. You could add any lower risk alternatives to suggest for anxiety.
That's fantastic. And I think, you know, something we deal with regularly in the law firm world is that people tend to come to us when a problem's occurred. They're already in trouble. And what I'm hearing is that, you know, Apex is really a tool that these companies and operators can possibly use in advance of releasing this content into the world to be then flagged, have a warning letter or something like that come down from the FDA, and then have actual issues resulting from that content. So getting out ahead of that issue and preventing kind of any disruption or fallback, I guess, resulting damage, let's say, from that content is super important. And so one last thing I want to ask you today is, when it comes to Apex and when it comes to the work that you're doing, what is the top claim that you see people making that they shouldn't be making?
CBD-related warning letters were up 485% last year over the year before. Now, around 75% of those included the phrase anxiety and depression. So anxiety and depression is kind of the 1-2 punch. Very, very common. And guess what? Companies are still getting into trouble for COVID claims. And I know what everyone out there is saying. Of course, we shouldn't market our product or a CBD product or a supplement product for COVID. We all know that. But in many cases, these warning letters, they're really highlighting that companies really don't know the nuances of marketing and was citing clinical studies. For example, interesting research about CBD and COVID. Just citing that on your commercial website, if you sell CBD or it's an ingredient in your product, is considered an implied claim. So Apex can really find those risky words and then kind of flush them out, so then your compliance team or people like me or people like you, Xavier, can help guide the process.
A critical service that you're performing and that Apex will be performing. So for folks that want to learn more about Apex and find some more information and learn and keep track of your development as you release this tool into the wild, where can they do so?
Sure. ApexComplianceProgram.com is where you can go, set up free demos with me or anybody on my team. I'd be more than happy to chat about it.
Fantastic. Well, thanks much, Asa, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us for another enlightening conversation. If you liked what you heard, hit that subscribe button to get all future episodes fresh out of the studio. Suggestions for topics or guests for the show, please send them to hello@bobhoban.com. And as always, thanks to Benzinga for powering the Hoban Minute.